Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Planning Commission meets today, and a public hearing will be held as the commission seeks public input on the amendments for the medical marijuana land use ordinance. The amendments will provide for local regulations of land use for the commercial cultivation of medical marijuana that are consistent with the newly enacted state laws under the Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act. The commission will deliberate on the drafted framework and will seek input on policy options as well as alternatives. The Eureka City Council will also discuss implementing a temporary ban on the cultivation of medical marijuana within city limits at their council meeting this evening. With the ban, the city can maintain local authority over policy on the cultivation, processing, and distribution of medical marijuana. According to a staff report, if the ban fails to get approved, the state becomes the sole licensing agent for commercial cultivation. The Northern Humboldt Union High School District will host a community meeting later this afternoon at the McKinleyville High School Library. Parents, students, as well as employees of the school district will be in attendance to provide input on the district's initiatives in areas such as student achievement, school culture, as well as the implementation of Common Core standards. The community meeting begins at 5 o'clock. Controlled traffic was in effect on Henderson Street Monday afternoon in the aftermath of a two-vehicle collision in the area. The crash involved a white Toyota pickup and a blue Dodge Caravan near the intersection of Henderson and Union Street. The collision caused the blue Caravan to ram through brick fencing in the front yard of a residence. The Caravan came to rest on its right side while the pickup truck received extensive damage to the front. The female driver of the Caravan was treated for injuries, and at this time, no other injuries have been reported. The details surrounding the events that led to the crash remain unknown at this time. A traffic stop conducted by a Humboldt deputy resulted in four arrests over the weekend. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Bear River Casino on Friday located a stolen Mercedes-Benz driven by 46-year-old Phillipsville resident Donna Yax. Yax was questioned about the vehicle and claimed she purchased it from 33-year-old James Adams. Drug paraphernalia was located inside of Yax's purse during the traffic stop, and along with two passengers, all three were booked on various drug and vehicle theft charges. The sheriff's office then listed Adams as a person of interest. Adams was located on Saturday night when deputies contacted him riding his bicycle in the 3900 block of Cedar Street in Eureka, and he was booked into county jail on vehicle theft charges as well. The California Highway Patrol Office in Crescent City continues its investigation into a fatal single-vehicle crash that occurred during the Thanksgiving period. The driver, 78-year-old Ted Brown, was headed northbound on Highway 101 south of Tamarack Drive with 69-year-old Barbara Brown when he lost control of his vehicle and it traveled off of the roadway. The vehicle rolled over several times, causing major injuries to Ted Brown, while Barbara suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the hospital. At this time, drugs and alcohol have been ruled out as factors in the collision. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Innovation is key when it comes to small startup businesses, and combined with technology that is constantly developing and changing, there's a chance for the full nuances of innovation to be put on display. Entrepreneur and CEO of Security National, Rob Arkley, was on Monday morning's Talk Shop, and he went into detail about some of his future plans in Eureka, which includes developing buildings for the purpose to incubate small startup tech businesses.
We have all these lots in town, and so whereas Arcata used the West End Road area as kind of an incubator of metal buildings for startups. We're going to do the same thing here in Eureka. We're working with Rob Holmland. We have tons of undeveloped land, so we're going to be developing it. We think there's a user for them.
In Humboldt County, Arkley thinks that the trend of small businesses will continue to expand.
These kids coming out now are really entrepreneurs. It's wonderful to see, and it's the future of Humboldt County. I think we've played out a lot of various cards we have, and this is the new niche. There'll be a lot of smaller businesses. The technology businesses now are starting in 3,000-foot cubes. We're seeing really, and it's worldwide scalable.
Over the next few years, Arkley plans to add a few buildings that are between 90,000 and 120,000 feet. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.